The victory celebration by fast food workers and the state's major union leaders also featured Governor Cuomo. The governor, who appointed the wage board when Republicans in the legislature were reluctant to act, predicts more to come.
It is just the beginning, because we will not stop until we reach true economic justice and we raise the minimum wage for every worker in every job in this state.
Cuomo, speaking to reporters, said he does not think he'll appoint another wage board, though, to address other sectors of the workforce, but will instead try again for a bill. He says the current minimum wage of $8.75 an hour is unlivable in New York. But both backers and opponents of the multi-year phase-in to $15 an hour for fast food workers say there's a larger concern here. Why, they ask, are so many New Yorkers, an estimated 1.8 million, working for years at either the minimum wage or just above it, doing jobs that used to be considered entry-level positions?
There's a broader issue here that really went unexamined in this process.
Ken Polkowski is with the New York State Business Council, whose group opposes the hike to $15. He says cooking burgers or even being a sales clerk at a chain store did not used to be a career, but instead a first step towards something better.
Is it a lack of economic opportunity in parts of the state? Is it a lack of skills, marketable skills on behalf of the individual? Do they don't have the skills on how to pursue employment? Is a lack of motivation.
Bukalski says there's a need to promote greater job growth, which the Business Council believes can happen if government reduces regulation, fees, and taxes, and offers companies more incentive to grow. Karen Scharf is with Citizen Action, a group that has long worked to raise the minimum wage. She agrees that it's a serious problem that so many New Yorkers are stuck for decades in entry-level jobs, but she attributes it to a different problem, and she proposes another solution.
And the cause of it is that all of the wealth that's being created by our economy is going to the wealthiest people at the top, the CEOs, the stockholders, not the workers. And that's a huge transformation in how our economy works from decades ago. We no longer have an economy where we all do better. When the top does better, it does not trickle down. We have an economy where the top does better and everyone else does worse.
Governor Cuomo also brought up income inequality in his speech to the workers and the union members.
When you have a growing income inequality, that see fewer and fewer Americans becoming richer and richer and more Americans working harder and getting left behind.
Cuomo, who until recently had a good relationship with the business community, has also worked to try to encourage more higher-paying jobs through tax-free zones at college campuses to attract new high-tech companies and a property tax cap. In the end, it may be market forces that determine whether workers mired in low-wage jobs see raises. Scharf, with Citizen Action, believes that even without a law to raise the minimum wage for all sectors of the economy, retail businesses will pay their workers more or risk losing them to higher-paying fast food jobs. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.